is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I am Jay. With me is Mike.
Hi.
And Art.
Yo.
And we have a very special guest joining us for this episode. On the line with us is one of our dearest, dearest internet friends, Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Cool.
You know,
cool.
You guys, so it's cool.
That's right. It's always cool when you're hanging with us. Just ask any mid to low level celebrity we've had on the show. Mostly low, now that Art's busy, you know, booking for other shows.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that topic to come up on what happened to.
Whatever happened to us getting good guests.
We did that one already.
Anyway, Mark is here joining us for a very special episode. This would have, would you say to the guys, this would qualify for like a very special episode?
What do you think? This have like sad Full House music in the background, I would think.
No, the Incredible Hulk music at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be a lot of slow motion, like reaction, close-up reaction shots of heads turning.
Yeah, like there's going to be like misunderstandings in the beginning, and people are going to be like, man, that guy's just got it going about it all wrong. And then by the end of it, we'll all be like, oh, no.
Sunshine, lollipops.
So this is an episode we are calling, we're breaking new ground here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're going to call the Poser's Guide to Being Gay.
Oh,
cue applause.
Bum, bum.
Word.
And now, so I mean, normally we do this as like for people like, you know, we did Poser's Guide to Whiskey. We had Gable from Tuttletown Spiritown. We sat down, we tasted Gable. Whiskeys. We're not really going to be tasting so much this episode.
Whoa.
Mine was better.
But, you know, kind of.
I'm having a black, but I'm sorry, Black Butte Porter.
What are you having? A Black Butte Porter? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah, from Deschutes.
Insert Butte jokes here.
Exactly.
I'm drinking a Blue Point Oktoberfest. How about you, gentlemen?
Same here.
Wow. 3 for 3.
Yeah. Did you get Art his beer yet?
And I'm eating a banana. I forgot it for the
draft. Oh, yeah, the
God
draft, man.
It. My fault, dude.
Oh.
I wanted those two empties and one half.
No, I got a full case still. It's sitting right next to me.
It will be.
Yeah. She'll be gone soon.
Yeah, it looks
My wife gets a hold of it.
Oh!
She's an alcoholic. It's a problem.
Oh!
So we have Mark on with us, being probably our dearest gay internet friend as well. Now, you're out of the closet, right, Mark?
Oh, yes, sir.
He was.
Yes, okay. I was going to say, if you're not, you should probably...
The days are over now. I'm fucked.
I was going to say, if not, you should probably not friend your parents on Facebook. Probably a bad idea. So let's put it out. Let's put this out there first. We are all for equal rights for everybody. Mike, Art, agree with that?
Sure.
Yes, sir, man.
Just putting it out there because, you know, people who may not know Art's style of humor may be tuning into this one based on the title. We want to put it out there where...
Yeah.
We're fan friendly, right?
Yeah.
Did you say art style of humor or our style of humor?
Also, I said fan friendly. Just put that.
All right.
Nobody misheard me or anything. So with our posers guides, we kind of get the inside scoop as to whatever it is we're trying to inform people about. So Mark, you're out. So what's a good way? Well, should we start with that? Should we interview Mark a little bit? Or do you guys want to get into somebody who wanted to pose as gay? What kind of like lingo they would use, or just tips and tricks, things that us straight folks do not know about? Where do we want to start? We'll get a little bit about Mark first.
Yeah.
Background.
Yeah. Why not?
All right.
All right.
All right. So give us, in a nutshell, your path to where you are now.
Wow.
Mark.
All right. Okay. So let's see. I was born in San Francisco, Snicker. So only about in a hospital about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes away from Castro. So I really didn't have a choice. You know, I was born. They gave my mom a Carpenter CD and handed her that, and on her way she was. So
you were born in Our Lady of Stereotypes?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yes. No. No, it was actually Our Lady of Crisco. But grew up partially there in San Francisco, then moved to San Jose, came out about, I got to be about 18. I kind of had an idea before then, you know, but saw this really cool documentary, local documentary about growing up and coming out, and they showed the tragic side of it, you know, dude committed suicide. Then they showed like the gay youth, and then they showed like this really like militant gay dude who's in a group called Nation at the time. And by the end of the episode, I was like, oh shit, that's what it is. And I just realized, and then it was just like coming to the realization that I finally had an idea of what I was trying to figure out inside. And you know, not long afterwards, you know, I had friends who were accepting me, and of course my mom didn't know at the time, you know, my mom was raising me at the time. And it was funny because my coming out story is kind of messed up and kind of funny all at once, because my friend Shannon, who had also seen this documentary at the time, she had written me this letter, and it had a huge rainbow flag on the back. She sent it to my house, you know, back when people actually sent you letters in the mail. And this letter was like, she was acting like one of the dudes on this documentary, right? And she's sitting there talking about, just joking around, and she's like, yeah, come to the local mall, you know, we'll get together with these dudes, we'll have a huge orgy. And my mom finds it.
Ooh,
and, yeah, my mom finds it. I come home, the woman is just crying her eyes out, and she's like, is this true? And I'm like, oh shit. I was like, this wasn't the way it was supposed to happen. And I kind of like, I had to decide right then and there, well, you can continue hiding or you can just come on right now. And so I did. And you know, it was a bit of a mess for a couple of years after that. And, you know, finally, it's like, you know, I actually had left to Spain with a friend. I didn't know if I was going to come back, because I was like, things are showing this stuff at home. I don't know if I'm going to come back. But while I was over there, my mom finally talked to like a therapist who told her, hey, do you love him any less because he's gay or not? And she was like, no. And she goes, well, what's the problem? You know, I finally came back. We talked it out, and our relationship has been awesome since. But, you know, and then after that, was then figuring myself out, because, I mean, sorry, I'm like getting too in-depth here. I don't want to make it super serious, but I'll tell you my story here anyway. Growing up, you know, having a lot of Latino men around me, growing up in San Jose, you have this idea of what you're supposed to be like as a dude, right? You know, and I obviously was never going to be that. I mean, you know, I wasn't good at sports and shit, and, you know, I always felt like I wasn't enough of a dude, and that bugged me for the longest time. And then, you know, finally come to a realization, you know, I was like, well, I'm a gay man, you know, I'm just a different type of man. And coming to accept that was really hard for a long, long time. Then it finally got to a point where I was comfortable with myself, and the rest just fell into place.
Hmm.
So
right on.
Yeah.
So you came out at 18. How many years ago was that?
Let's see, I'm going to be 41 this year. We're looking at what? 15 years ago now? Whatever that is.
Right on.
My counting
before
correctly.
It was trendy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on, man. And so, and how long until after that point did it take you to feel comfortable? Like you just said, like how many years was that?
You know, it's funny. It was a really, probably another almost 10 years, because I really, really wanted to just be around guys and kind of feel comfortable being a guy. And so, you know, I surrounded myself with a lot of like straight acting people or really good straight friends. And, you know, then I kind of got to a point where I kind of figured out, well, I don't have to be that. It's like, yeah, I mean, I can take the best part of being a dude and still be myself. And, you know, it's coming to like a good balance of it. Cause you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, being gay is fun. There's a lot of cool stuff about it too, but obviously there's a lot of messed up shit about it as well. You know, you see that day to day, and, I'll have to say, I'm glad I'm not in Russia, but,
Yeah,
it took a long time for me to figure a lot of stuff out. You know, I mean, there's still stuff now I still have a hard time being comfortable with that. You know, it's all a big learning process. You know, some people are really at ease with it when they first come out. I'm just one of those that always kind of had an inner battle with the whole thing.
I was going to ask, so like for the, since we're doing like the poser's guide here, and then since you kind of, you know, have a good experience on it, what would you say is like the first thing, once you come out, what do you say the first thing any gay person should do?
Well, you know, finding a good base of friends to be around, you know, because you want to find people who are like you. And it's so much easier now because, like, now you got, you know, there's so many different facets of being gay. You know, you can be in the bear community, you can be in the leather community, you know, if you want to be in, like, the circuit crowd. Or where I wanted to be and where I love being is, like, around other geeks, you know, or gay geeks. I mean, it's great. You have so many different ways you can go now. So, finding friends that, you know, are into the, finding friends that are in the same shit that you're into, that's the first place to go to. And, you know, I mean, you can do that going to, like, you know, conventions, you know, out there for whatever you like, whatever you're into, or, you know, even going to community centers. Community centers are great because then you can meet other young folk and, you know, you can either realize, oh, I don't want to hang out with that fucker. Oh, that one's cool. Let's, you know, let me hang out with him. So that sort of stuff.
Right on. So,
and of course, getting out to the
core
clubs,
base of friends.
That's, yeah. But, you know, going out to the bars and clubs, it's its own thing because it's just like high school. It's just with better clothes and, you know, foo-foo drinks. So. But, again, even there's something for everyone out there. So.
What's the one? Right,
so I want to know something like.
Go ahead.
No, you
got it.
Well, go ahead. If yours is more of a follow-up, I was going to switching subject. So you go ahead, Mike.
You were talking about the different communities and stuff like that. What do you do? Do you like... This episode's really uncomfortable.
That's the first uncomfortable hair.
Awesome. I don't know.
So when you're out...
Do you let's try bears today. Nope, gonna go to Twinks. Like, what do you do? Do you just kind of like...
That worked for me, dude. So it was all good.
Is that how you just kind of bounce around from different ones until you're like, yep, there you go. You're like fucking...
Yeah, you're gonna get called for a lot, but oh well.
You're like a gay Goldilocks? You just kind of find the one that's...
Yeah, pretty much, exactly. Yeah, no, seriously, man. No, but I mean, it's just like with everything, you know, you find that niche that, like, where you belong and stuff, because there's, you know, there you can be, you know, the Latin community or, you know, whatever your background is, you know, there's going to be a group out there or a club you can go to, you know, or there are some groups that are just more accepting of everybody and you just get in there, you know, and do your thing. I mean, and I'll have to say that, yes, getting out there and putting yourself out there is cool and everything, but if you're good looking, you're going to get a lot farther because everyone's going to want to get up on your shit. So there's that. So that
I know that's
helps.
About it.
Yeah, Art's got a curse about that. So.
So I want to know, like, some of the inside lingo. So, like, what are some of the secret words and things that...
Jay wants to know if there's a secret handshake.
It's the secret foot tap.
Secret handshake? No. But you know how I liken it? Okay, this is funny because I was growing up and when I kind of got older and figured shit out, remember how in Howard the Duck there's like a whole flip side world, there's Play Duck and everything is like exactly the opposite but Duck World-like?
Yeah.
That's what being is like. It's like the whole flip opposite of being a straight dude. It's a trick.
Whoa, I can totally see that now.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
Okay, yeah.
So in your world, is Jeffrey Jones still a pervert?
He's a pervert no matter what.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't even.
And is Leah Thompson still fuck a duck?
Mm-hmm. Would you still fuck Leah Thompson then? So all gay guys are attracted to Leah Thompson. That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, why not, man? She's Lorraine, dude.
Hells yeah. All right, at least we got something in common. I like this. Here we go.
Especially with the big
titty. The more you know.
You know? So,
So, give us some of the jargon, some of the lingo.
Let me see. I'm trying to think. Well, you know, it's funny because if you think about it, there's a skit in Kids in the Hall. Well, what's the gay character on there that the one main dude
plays? Scott Thompson.
All of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know. When weren't they in drag? I swear to God. yeah, Scott Thompson played that, the one dude that was always in the bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, just with the drink.
Yeah, he gives us one really, really great skit where he's talking about how he goes, you know, where he goes, gay dudes say things like girl, sister, and what's her problem? And he goes, Foxy Black Mama say things like girl, sister, and what's her problem? And he's all, makes you think. And it's funny because if you ever think about it, a lot of, like, the lingo, it's kind of female-based. You'll hear a lot of gay dudes refer to each other as bitch a lot. You know, it's a weird, like, flip world. It takes some getting used to, especially when you see, like, people come out and they're totally one way. They can be totally straight acting. 2 weeks after being around a whole bunch of gay dudes, you might as well hand them a purse because they talk and a purse freaking falls out of their mouth. And all of a sudden, the lingo completely changes and you're like, what the fuck happened to you? And
what about like the voice? I mean, is it more like it's almost like an Ebonics thing where like when a black guy talks around a bunch of black guys, he has to sound black?
Yeah, it totally is like that. And it's weird though, because I mean, it's just, you know, how you act around your friends a certain way, but you know, you're going to be out and professionally act a certain way. But as soon as your friends get around you, the voice and the inflection, everything just changes, your lingo and shit. You know, like when I first came out, it's funny you mention this. When I first came out, the lingo was so different, but a lot of it's still around. A good indicator of that lingo is a movie called Paris is Burning, which was about the whole like drag queen voguing scene in New York back in, I want to say it was like, what, late 80s, whatever it was?
89. 89, 90. Yeah.
Yep.
It's funny because I just saw that movie again, and I was sitting there looking at that damn movie, and I'm like, what the fuck? A lot of this lingo is like, I remember it from that time period. I didn't know it was just all over. Like, one of the lingo that you would use at the time would be like, oh, like, you know, that bitch is so tired. Like, you know, that dude is tired. Or that's so tired. It's like, basically means it's fucking awful. You know, whatever. You know, I mean, lingo that my friends would say at the time, like, oh, you know, oh, she throws you dust. You know, like, basically she's shaming you. That sort of shit, you know?
Throws you dust?
Throws you dust.
Yes. Yeah, like you
gold
get left
dust?
In the dust.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, a pixie dust in this instance.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I'm trying to think of other
like
lingo.
A fairy. Oh. Like,
well,
that's what you're saying. Like, you're kind of using derogatory terms at each other, but
yeah,
you're using like lingo from those derogatory
terms. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of cattiness in being gay. You know what I mean? It's.
Do you find it with the lesbians too?
With the lesbians.
Yeah, but you know what? Well, no, funny you should ask that, because of a good friend of mine, I happen to know a real huge amount of lesbians. It's like, oh my God. We're always outnumbered too, I swear to God.
Like a pocket of lesbians?
Yeah, there's not a lack of testosterone as long as they're around, so we're all good. It balances out.
Nice. Pocket full of lesbians opened up for Simon and Carfunkel.
But it's funny, I feel so on the spot.
Also my favorite Spin Doctor song.
Pocket full of lesbians.
Sorry, go ahead. Over there.
Is there a name for them, like a gaggle or something like that?
It's a clam bake.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, bearded clam bake.
A box social. I could go all day. A flannel panel.
Bacon strips. one of the big words now that's used a lot, and this is in the bear community, right, is when dudes see each other, and you're going to get a lot of the more, like, manly-looking dudes in the bear community, right, because obviously they're going to be bigger, hairier, and shit, but when they see somebody that they like and they approach them, a good way of letting him know that you think they're cute is to say woof.
Woof?
Just kind of woof, like W-O-O-F, which is kind of super ridiculous, but
yeah.
I'll tell you, it works every freaking time.
I would say, now, I'm surprised that like bears don't call other people salmon. Like, that would be like a good... That would be like a good... Like, that's
their prey?
Yeah. They walk up and they go, man, I'd like to catch you going upstream.
Something. Yeah, well, yeah, you get a lot of that, especially if you go up there. There's this huge bear event up at
a bear Burnsville.
Dude, I'm serious.
It's like that scene in The Great Outdoors where he throws his eggnets at you.
It's a like a whole weekend of just nothing but bear dudes up at Guerneville, which is like a camping area up north, and it's called Lazy Bear. And all it is
Lazy
nothing
Bear?
But dancing,
hey, boo boo,
drinking. Yeah, there's a lot of that, trust me.
A lot of picnic basket stealing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You play the ranger tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot of honey tasting.
It's, yes.
Ew.
Oh, that was too much.
Jay just wants to make some lingo in the community.
That was right on, man. No. But yeah, Wolf is one of the big ones now. You know, I mean, this other lingo, like I said, referring to each other as bitch. And
so, like, hold on. So when Macaulay Culkin goes like, "Buzz, your girlfriend, Wolf," that would actually be a compliment in the gay
community.
That's
a compliment in the gay community. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, in that instance, it's supposed to be derogatory, but this is like you know, you're walking past somebody and they catch your eye and you say "Wolf," they know automatically what you mean.
Nice.
Yeah.
So,
what do you guys have like the N-word of the gay community?
Yeah.
Do you call each other derogatory?
You can edit this out later, but I mean, you know, bag. I mean, that's it's as simple as that.
That's the derogatory.
Everybody called each other. You had to be like, "Oh, that fag," you know, like, "Oh, that fag this, fat fag that," you know.
Now. What about this though? Do you feel the same way about that as other people do about other words, where it's like, if you give it the power, then you know what I mean? Like if you're like, "Oh yeah, whatever, who cares?"
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you feel the same way?
Me and my friends using it would be one thing, but if you say it around somebody who gets really super offended by it, they're gonna get offended by it. I mean, there's no if, and, or buts about it. You know what I mean? Even though it's used widely. Yeah, it's all about the way it's used. I mean, if somebody's using it in anger, of course it's going to hurt, you know?
But what if I just made up a word? This always intrigues me, though. What if I just made up a word that I personally deemed derogatory towards gay people? And I said it, and you were like, "I don't know what that means." And you're like, "Whatever, dude. It's what I'm calling you." Then all of a sudden you're going to manifest to being angry
manifest
at that?
Manifest destiny?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what? I guess it all depends. I mean, it's like, you know, like, just imagine Willow getting called Peck.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Matt Monaghan!
But do you guys use it derogatorily towards each other, or do you use it, like, as a term of endearment as well? Like the African-American folks?
Yeah, I mean, it's a term of
endearment. What do you mean, you people?
Right? I know. But, I mean, again, it's all in how you use it. You know, I mean, it's funny now that I'm on the spot. It's like I can't even think of half the lingo, but when I'm around friends and I'm using it, it just spills out. I don't even think about it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Will you ever get so comfortable with a straight person that you call them a fag? Like, "Yo, my fag." Like, you know, like black people will sometimes. Does that ever happen?
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, it's funny now. It's weird because I find myself, like, you know, obviously if I'm around a straight person who's very comfortable around gay people, I still act a certain way around them. Like, I don't know how to say it. Part of me, and I'll say just me, still keeps my guard up, you know?
Really?
I'm sure you have to, I would imagine.
Like, oh, yeah. It sucks. It sucks because it's like it automatically just raises, you know? And like I know that I have to like just kind of chill. You know?
It's kind of like being high, and you're in a weird environment, and you're trying to figure out who's cool with you being high.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
oh no,
cool, man.
That's totally spot on.
We're rocking some fucking killer analogies in this.
No, I'm serious. That totally is spot on. That's exactly what it's like for me. And I mean, it's not like that for everyone, but you know, it is what it is.
See, I think. If I was you, I would hang around with straight friends, I'd walk in and like go right into the middle of all my straight friends and go, "What's up, faggots?" And just be like, like really throw it in their face. You know what I mean? Because then they can't come back at you with anything. They really can't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, beat them to the punch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's up, you bunch of fucking cocksuckers? Just really like get them. Just
get inside.
That's
the
other thing too. Like straight guys call each other fucking cocksuckers all the time.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love Kevin Smith, and I swear to God, I listened to the podcast with him and Mosier, and they talk more about dick sucking than gay
I know.
People. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
They are the gayest.
I love them, but it's like I'm sitting there, and I was like, man, it's like they talk more about dick than I do. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Bunch of bears.
Yeah.
And that's cool because they're obviously very comfortable with the bear community. I mean, you know, everyone, like he said, he's like freaking Marilyn Monroe to them. So
yeah. Well, plus Kevin Smith's brother's gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is he? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
yeah, and then his good friend Malcolm, who made that documentary
in the middle.
Yes, yeah, small town gay bar. I'm dying to see that.
That was actually, yeah. And you know what? We can go into that tangent next. Just in general, like about gay bars and stuff. I mean, I may talk a lot of shit about the community I may have around me or lack thereof here, but you know, I can always go up this city and be knee deep in homos, you know, whenever I want to. But you know, when I looked
knee deep in homos, that was actually my second album. That was
there you go, man. That's cool. Man.
That was the second album from Pocketful of Lesbians.
They're my backup band.
So, is there going to be a follow up to the lesbian one? Could we call it granola and patchouli?
Nah. So,
I like it.
But that movie made me realize that how good I have it out here, because those people travel far to be with others like them. You know, I mean, they don't have anybody around them, any type of ours, any type of community around them, you know, that they can be comfortable around. And I was like, holy shit, I'm totally spoiled out here. You know, I can be around gay people whenever I want to. I can have even a small community that we have. You know, enjoy it here in San Jose. It's actually not that small. It's just that people don't go out like they used to out here. We don't have the huge gay community we used to here. I think everybody just moved away or shacked up and just, you know, decided not to come out to the bars anymore or whatever. But, you know.
What's the biggest mistake most people that, you know, decide to come out of the closet make, do you think?
Probably too much too soon. Well, that too, yeah. But, you know, I mean, too much too soon. Because if you think about it. Imagine, like I was telling you, the whole Howard the Duck world. You know, you are around other dudes who go to the bar with the same thing in mind. Can you imagine what that's like? You know, it's like a total free-for-all. And
just
you
belt buckles hitting the ground.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, you know, so all you ever do is recognize the back of people's heads. So, and you know, you're like a kid in a candy store. And for a lot of people, they get so wrapped up in getting laid that they forget to stop and think about what that might bring about. Yeah. And, you know, the next thing you know, you got people who are sick or people who are fucking doing shit that they shouldn't be doing, and they get wrapped up in fucking drugs, and you lose some along the way, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's unfortunate. I mean, that can be said about a lot of things, you know, out there. You start off strong and then you stop and think, oh shit, you know, like this is kind of real. But yeah, that would be one of the biggest mistakes, you know. I mean, you want to be able to put yourself out there and have, you know, a good attitude about yourself and put your best foot forward, but at the same time, you can't run out of the gate and fuck everything in sight. So there's that.
Yeah, I would say the same thing though for adolescent heterosexual.
Yeah, no? Exactly.
Mostly, I mean, girls, though, because they could get laid anytime as well.
Yeah, they can. Well, we can. I mean, guys can too, but you have to. Sometimes you have to fuck inanimate objects. It just happens.
Yeah, it's true. It's better when they don't move.
Yeah,
precisely. In the back of a Volkswagen?
How do you feel about when straight people come into the gay bars and clubs?
You know what? I actually, it's pretty awesome. I mean, when they... I think if you're cool about it when you come into the environment and you're comfortable with yourself and you got nothing to worry about, you know, you're going to get hit on if you're good looking. That's all there is to it. Some dudes totally take it in stride. Like, I was hanging out with this one straight dude, a friend of a friend, over the weekend, and he was totally awesome. I mean, he would take in stride all the shit that we would throw at him, and he was having a good old time. I mean, he wasn't threatened at all. But then you have these other dudes that go out, you know, they go to a gay bar and then a dude touches him and they want to start a fight. It's like, silly. Okay, dude.
Yeah, why are you here?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be like when you when a stripper sees like a couple come in. They're like, oh, I know what's going on here. So play along and we'll have a good time.
It's like being accused of rape when she's dressed really slutty. You're like, she was asking for it. Come on, guys.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you got it. It's all right. Everything's okay. Don't worry.
I'm going to let you sweat for a minute there.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it on.
What was that safe word? Didn't we have a safe word set up?
No.
Cacao.
It's called 911.
Have you guys seen Portlandia? Yeah. Just watching. Remember that one episode with that with one character kept saying cacao was a safe word? That was great. I was just watching it, actually. Shit's funny.
Nice. What do you guys have a nickname for straight people?
Straighties.
No. Oh, muggles. Straighties. No, just kidding.
What'd you say?
Bro, oh, I said muggles.
Just muggles.
Well, nomos. You know what? And it's what I have heard. What I have heard used, and it's funny because I really have no need for the word, but I've heard people use it, and I find it a little offensive. They call straight people breeders.
Breeders?
And I'm like, yeah, breeders.
Love that, Ben.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like something from the Matrix.
Right, exactly. Oh, they're a breeder.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I like it. I'm not offended by it.
Mm. Should we be?
But I still
say it loud. Say it proud. I'm ordering a breeder
a
shirt.
Weird though. Yeah, I find it a little weird when I hear that because it just. I don't know. I don't see. I don't see a reason for it to exist. But whatever. It's,
well, I go crazy when I hear a hi-hat and a cymbal.
Souped up tempo. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. Again, it goes back to the same way. It's the way you use it. You know what I mean? It's exactly. The intent behind it. If someone's like, oh, fucking breeders, like that's just exactly. As bad as saying nigger or fag or whatever.
Is it?
It's how you say it.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
Like,
no, but the intentions are the same
because they want to find a word to fight back with.
I'm still waiting for that word that hurts
bicuspid
other people, like
that hurts straight white people.
Yeah, what is that word? There is it's like that's what I mean. Like it that's what amazes me.
It's already been created. It's honey boo boo.
That's the thing. It's hard to come up with a word that's going to hurt the majority of the population.
But I don't believe that anymore.
Get to the chopper.
I don't believe that anymore. Is it just that we're impervious to that stuff? Is it just that everybody else thinks that we're the fucking white devil that made up all of these other words when in fact it's probably their own, their own that said most of them? But it's like. Well, excuse me.
Maybe bless every you. every minority group just needs to come up with one word and then just really work it, really stick to it.
Work it.
But Everybody's got to get in on it. Like everyone who's not a straight white man needs to come up with this word and really go for it.
But also, we collectively have to decide. Oh wait, we're going to be offended by that. Like
that's true. But I think white straight people are just too think of too much of themselves to even be bothered by it.
Is it that, or we just don't give a shit?
It's the same thing, I think.
I think it's just, I don't fucking give a shit, man. Like, for a while, it was like cracker, and because you crack the whip, and because you...
Is that where that comes from?
I thought it was because we're a saltine.
Yeah, because white starch crackers.
No,
yeah.
It's about...
Or Casper.
Whip crackers.
And we're salty, too.
Cracking a whip. No, and then...
Really?
Yeah, and then there was, like, honky, which I don't know what the fuck that means.
Because we always beep our horns in traffic.
I guess. I don't fucking
always
know.
Beeping.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you
straight
didn't.
White guys.
That word is
funny. Stop honking at me, cracker.
If you
goddamn honky cracker. Yeah. Cracker honky.
Cracker ass hack cracker.
Honky tonk, man.
Just not. I'm not offended by any of that shit. I don't get it. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
To me, it's
I mean, word. I agree. Like, but. You good?
No, I was just going to say, it's funny, but I mean, if somebody says, faggot to me, I mean, whatever. It is just a word. Yeah, it's fucked up because they think they've got the upper hand by being able to put you down that way. But it's like, okay, so what did you just prove by calling me that? You try to put me down. It's like, I mean, if you give the word power, then yeah, of course they're going to win. I mean, so.
He called you a bundle of sticks. Like, if you think about it, right? He called you a bundle of sticks.
It's like, if you break down the word and tell them and explain to them exactly what it is that they just said, they're going to be like, oh.
Right. And like, and then one of the purposes of those word of those words was fucking terrible. And that's where you take the insult part of it. But in essence, if I'm taking a bundle of sticks and carrying it on my back across my land in order to heat my dinner, and I'm using it in that regard, then it's not. Then why is it offensive? You know what I mean? It's just like one of those things where it's like it's not only what it is, but how it's used
in a specific way. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking specific that, like, I don't understand why it gets power. You know what I mean? It's just weird.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I guess it's just the way it's been used over time and by the people that have been, that you look up to, that have been in power, that have used it, that have given it that power. And, you know, I mean, it's very easy for a dude who's already having a hard time figuring out who he is because he's a guy and he's got all these female characteristics to be put down by another guy because you know you're never going to be like that guy.
Right.
Either you're, you know, so it's easy to feel like shit when somebody says something like that.
Right.
So.
Like,
the whole, like, the whole, like the whole thing with like female characteristics and all that. I mean, you see the way like Hollywood would always, or like shows or movies or what have you, like depicts like the gay guy. I mean, for you, the whole like female characteristics. I mean, isn't that kind of pretty much cliche though, or no?
Yeah, but it depends on the person. You know, because there, I know plenty of guys who are like, and for lack of a better term, screen acting, which is a term I hate using because, I mean, you're a guy, you know what I mean? You just have more masculine characteristics. And then there's a flip side where there's guys who, no matter what they do, their voice is high, they're very feminine, no matter what they do, they're like that. I mean, that's just how they naturally are. You know, out of the gate, even as a kid, they were always like that. And, it's a trip because it goes from like one end of the spectrum to the other, you know.
You think you can train your voice to be a certain way?
I think it has a lot to do with also the fact of number one, how comfortable you are with being, you know, effeminate. If you take it in stride and you're like, fuck it, I'm like this, then you're just going to let your voice be whatever.
Yeah.
But I think it also has to do a lot with one's friends, because if you naturally kind of gravitate that way and then you end up having a group of friends who are all very ultra feminine, guess what's gonna happen?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, all their periods will line up, but sorry, I'm probably gonna get my ass kicked over that one, but
no, that was a good one.
Like, fucking gay mafia is gonna come after my ass.
Yeah, that whole thing, it like fascinates me, the whole like the, you know, quote unquote gay voice, like, if I ever went like the sociology route with my career, like I would do like a thesis just about that. Just do like a huge research project on like if people have always had it, or if they developed it, or if they choose to speak in one way or another. Like that just, it's really interesting to me. Out of like an entire bar or something that say you go to, how many dudes speak more like effeminate or, you know, quote unquote straight acting?
How many have
you say? What percentage?
Yeah, or gay face, as we like to call it, too. There's another term that, you know, because some dudes just have gay face. Like, you look at them, we're like, oh, yeah, he's gay.
Gay face.
Before the opener, yeah.
Gay face.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, hey,
gay face.
There totally is gay face, dude. I swear to God. It's
got my gay face on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's
wasn't
like
that like a Batman
face.
Villain?
What's this?
It's gay face again.
What is this going out of here?
No, exactly.
Don't touch me there.
It is.
I thought I was fighting crime.
Robin's waiting in the car.
Do you like my nipples on my suit?
That was only in the Schumacher.
Al Kilmer version.
So. Yeah.
Oh, no, like Clooney. Yeah, exactly. Clooney had the nipples, didn't he?
Yeah, that was Schumacher.
Whatever. Oh, he's got nipples.
Schumacher. Yeah. Schumacher version.
So gay face, that's a good one. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. That's a term. There's a term right there for you. Gay face.
Now, does that mean
totally, like, totally.
Just by like features or like you're talking like a little
facial
makeup?
Expressions?
Hair, just features. I mean, I mean, some of it is feminine, but it's just... Oh my God, I'm going to get my ass kicked, but I'm going to fucking put it out there. You know how...
Do it, bro.
You know,
let your freak flag fly.
Fuck this shit. I'm going to fucking say it, and everyone's going to fucking hate me. You know how you can tell how certain people are mentally retarded and they have a certain face?
Kuka, what was that safe word?
I'm going to that. That's totally fucked up. I know. I'm going to hell in a handbasket for that one. There's that.
That's fucking perfect. Yeah, I got it. Mo haircut. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway,
I'm worried about us offending you.
I know. This is great.
I, Yeah, that's totally fucking
perfect.
Get my ass kicked the next time I go. But
next time you head out with your retard friends,
okay,
don't worry. Don't worry about it. No one really listens to us.
Yeah, so. Don't worry.
Okay. But no. I mean, I don't mean to put it that way, but I mean seriously, it's just it's funny how certain like gay men will have that certain face that you know right away. It's like other gay men will know. Oh yeah, he's gay. You can just tell by looking at his face, you know, before you see the mannerisms or anything, you know. And Jay, was it you asking about the voices? You know, when you go to a bar, whether
percentage?
Oh, yeah. You know, I would say it's probably about I don't know, maybe 60-40, more feminine than not.
And is that something that would like be like a turn on or off for anybody?
It all depends. It all depends on what you fancy. I mean, just as there are dudes who like lady boys, you know, there's going to be gay dudes that are totally into effeminate ones because they're the more dominant ones. So there's still a dominant and a submissive in this whole thing.
All right. You know, so let's go through the clicks. I want to know the clicks because you mentioned a couple of them now. So
I got it real quick.
Here's some lingo and here's food for thought right here. So you got your dominant and submissive, right?
Yeah.
Dominant people. That's always the top. And the submissive is referred to as the bottom.
Got it.
So you work it out.
No, I got that. We got that.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that. And then you have a whole subculture around that, man. I mean, like if you start getting into like the leather community and shit, people have handkerchiefs with different codes that mean different shit. Now, you want a secret handshake? You want a secret handshake? That's it.
Like the Bloods and the Crips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different colors and shit?
Like for every color of handkerchief, there's a different fetish that goes along with it, right?
What?
You know, and it depends on whether you have it in your left or right pocket, then you're going to be the submissive or the dominant person in that relationship.
It's sort of like those nautical flags, only different.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to go swimming in some shit.
Literally.
Yeah.
The brown bandana.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. And the yellow one, you can imagine. So,
oh, boy.
I mean, just think of it this way. With men and the community that they put out there as far as gay men goes, I mean, all that crazy shit that dudes like to do, gay dudes just put it out there.
Oof.
And they have no shame about it. Yeah, they put it out there, dude. And, I mean, it really is, you know, what you want, you can go out there and get. It's all in where you go looking for it and how you put yourself out there. It's fucking crazy, man. I've seen some shit, I'll tell you.
But you figure, you know what? You put in the work to get to that point, so you fucking deserve it.
Well, yeah, of course.
What I mean?
Of course,
all the shit you go through just to get to that point where you can just put it all on Front Street and say, here's what I want, here's what I like, let's do it. You know what? To get to that point, you've gone through so much shit. You've earned it, I say. So, bravo.
Yeah, that's cool.
But what do you feel about the people that are just completely comfortable with that, like right from the get-go? Do you feel like they're fucking tourists? Like do you feel like they've not haven't paid their dues? Like they have to go through some shit first if they can't just be like, fucking here I am, let's go.
I liken that to being that in anywhere you are. You know, if you have been there and you've paid your dues and some fucker comes along who just knows what he wants from the get-go and knows how to get, and you're all like, how does that fucker get it so easy? I had to work hard for this shit. You know, it's like, hey, there's always going to be some jealousy involved. You know, and here's another word. If you are jealous of somebody, if you want to like put them down, if you do put them down the right way, you're throwing them shade. So
throwing them what?
Shade. Shade. You're being shady. You're throwing them shade. You kind of put reality in their face.
You know, that's racist.
Yes, it is.
They said you're throwing them shake, like you smoked all the weed and you just fucking throw with the shake left in somebody's face.
No.
You want to smoke weed? Here.
Here. Now clean it up.
Seeds and stems.
Yeah. But,
all right,
you know,
at the end. At the very end of the episode, with us not knowing what the bandana colors are in which pocket, I want you to just tell us which bandana you fly and wear.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to end the show just with
never,
that. Will
ever,
you do that?
I never actually wore a bandana myself. That's never been my thing. But, you know, if I look at the list.
All right, you tell us then what's your favorite one to see.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, we'll do it at the very end.
Okay, all right.
The very end. We're all going to say see it, and then you're going to go left blue, And then the show's going to end.
And Twister.
Yes, exactly. All right. But when you were going through all the... how are we doing on time, by the way?
Okay, we got like another...
Yeah, we got another 10, like,
15 minutes.
Yeah,
here you go.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, cool.
Good.
So, you know, you were talking about the different communities and whatnot. Like, of course, you have your twinks. You know, you have your young, gay, skinny, little, cute, you know, guys who are like... Basically, they can be very effeminate, you know what I mean?
Peter Dinklage.
But poor Peter Twinklage. you know what I mean? And then you have your circuit boys who are like totally buff, you know, just chiseled dudes who dress very I don't want to say the word slutty, but obviously, you know, they're selling it, and you know, they go to the circuit parties, which are big raves. You know, they get high on ecstasy, whatever. You know, they dance the weekend away. I mean, that's that whole community to me is what I see that.
Circuit boys,
you know?
Nice.
Yeah, circuit boys, and then you have your leather community, obviously, which is going to be a little more, you know, rough and tumble. You know, I mean, you got to know what you're getting yourself into. And then there's
a lot more mustaches.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want your more like masculine dudes, you know, you go to like the bars that offer that, which are like kind of the more leather and bear type bars. You know, you're going to get dudes that look like dudes. That's what you want to go for. You're going to find it, you know. I mean, there's a corner market for everybody there. I mean, and it just depends on what you're looking for.
Here's a question. It always seems that everything reverts back to sex, and I don't know if that what's that?
They're still dudes.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Mike just wants to revert back to cuddling.
It's a big spoon and little spoon.
But what?
You complete me.
But I got a question about, okay, so here's
you breeder Mike.
Here's
oh
the
my
next
God.
Here's the next thing, I guess, for the people, for the posers out there.
Uh-oh. Get your gay face on, everybody.
Get your gay face, guys. Yeah,
exactly.
Clay face.
What what do you do to identify yourself as a gay person without bringing sex into it? Like, what if you were to meet a child who obviously he's not ready for sex, but is young enough to realize, you know what, I think I like guys, or I think I like girls, and is a girl.
Yeah.
How do you, let's talk about the other things other than sex that define you as a gay person. You know what I mean?
Okay, no, it's cool. Thank you for asking that. That's awesome. I mean, yeah, obviously sex is going to be a huge part of it, but the other part of it is a sense of history. I know about the people that came before me that fought for my rights, Harvey Milk, you know, all the other people that have come before me that have fought for rights and who died along the way, or, you know, gave part of themselves up just to get us to the next part. That would be an important thing that I think any young gay person needs to learn. I mean, it's great that you like fucking Madonna and Lady Gaga and you think you're fucking fabulous and whatever, but don't forget what it took to get to this point, what it took for you to be able to hold your boyfriend's hand at the mall. You know, because it wasn't always like that. When I first came out, you can do that shit. Now I go to the mall and there's twinks holding hands, you know, as they're shopping at Prada. So, and I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. It was hard for me to get used to. I was like, I never thought I'd see that, you know? So
that's awesome. Yeah, how far we have come.
Yeah, I mean, a sense of history. Just don't forget, you know, what it took for us to get to this point. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, I mean, it's cool. You're a gay dude. You want to dress a certain way. You listen to certain music, hang around with certain people, you know, be associated with certain things. But you got to remember what it took to get to this point. That to me is a huge part of being a gay man.
Know your roots.
And yeah.
I think like my kids' kids are going to – it's going to be like the same thing like with slavery like in the future. You know, kids are going to look back and be like, holy shit, really? Gay people can get married? Like,
yeah, no, seriously.
Like what? Black people at these different water fountains like two generations ago?
Exactly. It's
fucking
exactly.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
We're going to be owing gay people reparations.
Two mules and a dildo?
Two bears and a dildo.
There you go.
That's fucking great.
Oh man. What? I mean, you're able to show my face in public after this.
No, this is fucking perfect, dude.
Just use your first name. Just remember.
Yeah.
What you said before, you've seen some crazy shit. What's the single craziest thing you've ever seen?
If you go to the Folsom Street Fair, which is the big fetish fair they have in San Francisco once a year, if you happen to walk into like the wrong corner of that festival, you'll probably see some dude getting peed on.
Nice.
Whoa. Yeah. In public?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the craziest thing you've seen? I feel like you've seen something crazier than that.
People in slings, you know.
Slings.
Public spankings. I mean, well, you know, if you walk into like, you know, the obviously if you go to like the bars, the urinal area is going to be like a big old fucking, you know, free fall. You know, somebody's peeing in there. They're going to be seeing
you. How does anybody take a piss?
That's what I'm saying. Dude, I swear to God.
You do it on a dance floor.
Can you imagine you have to take a shit? You take a really terrible fucking runny dump just in the middle of that fucking...
with a brown handkerchief walks in right at that moment.
Yeah. Ew.
But no. Check this out. I remember we were at this one bar, and I think it was my friend who was telling me that there was some dude who just crawled into the fucking urinal just waiting for fucking people to pee on it.
That is ridiculous.
Jesus. Yeah, it's like, fucking hey.
Here's what I think. I think gay guys are just straight guys without any filters whatsoever. Like, they don't fucking give a shit about anything. Like, I think if straight guys were allowed to just go off the fucking handle, like, there'd be so many just people punched in the face and just fucking just terrible things just happening. Is this really a good idea? I don't know.
No. Let's have a beer and think about it.
Yeah. Holy shit.
That's but no, it funny. Really is. It really is that a lot of those inhibitions and that filter is gone because you got other dudes. I mean, really, with straight relationships, you've got the balance. You've got the lady who kind of brings the dude down from all the crazy shit that, you know, a dude's going to want to do, right?
Yeah.
And of course you find the right partner. You know, she's going to want to try some of that crazy shit you want to do.
Sure.
But you got two dudes, and if they both have the same agenda, you can only imagine the shit that they'll get up to.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yes. Remember what they say, though? Two dongs don't make a right.
Yeah, well. So yeah, that's how that goes. I mean, I mean, all in all, I don't mean to talk a lot of this shit down because it is what it is. But when you first walk into all this stuff and you're starting to get to know this world, you're like, holy shit!
Wow.
And then the bad thing is that you become so like desensitized to it that I'm sitting there walking in the middle of this festival, see some dude get peed on, and go back to fucking, you know, eating my fucking turkey leg.
I was gonna say, watch some dude get peed on. You're within splash radius and you're just eating chili. He just like don't fucking care. It's terrible. It's just unsanitary. It just sounds like it. That's the thing. I don't like, do gay guys use a lot of Purell? Is that like a big thing? Like, it just seems gross sometimes where just, even just, you know, even heterosexual sex in that regard was just ew.
I mean, it's funny because, I mean, I'll tell you another thing. I mean, the other thing, you don't have to wait, obviously, a long period. Like, you know, with women, you know, you court them, you know, it takes a little bit of work to finally get down their pants or not, depending on the type of girl that you find. With dudes, you know, you're at a bar, everyone's drinking, you know, you see a dude, and within 5 minutes of meeting them, you could be straight on full on kissing, and the rest is history. That's what's gonna end up happening, you know?
Straight to the punch. I like that.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, a good friend of mine, Rini, she always says, she goes, I don't know how you boys can do that. I was like, I don't even think about that shit.
So what about lesbians, though? The lesbians, do they have the same thing? Or is it lesbians is it like two women that, you know, they wanted to be courted forever until they make each other feel special and then they got to go do romantic shit? Whatever.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. There's a big joke in the lesbian community, and this is not a put down because lesbians will tell you this themselves. On the second date, the fucking U-Haul truck shows up because they're moving in together.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's how it works. I mean, it's like that. That, you know, they have more of a you know, a spiritual, emotional connection. And not that dudes can't have that, you know, but, you know, dudes lead with their dick. It's as simple as that, you know? I mean, and girls think about it a little bit more, you know? I mean, they just figure shit out differently, you know? So.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I'm learning way more than I ever did on any episode of Three's Company.
I know.
Yeah. I thought all I needed to know about pretending to be gay, I learned from Jack Tripper, but nope.
I mean, and there's so much more, obviously, but, you know, I mean, and I didn't mean to sound so negative about so much of the shit, but, you know, it just, it's, there's a lot of shit.
Well, from the sounds of it, I mean, it sounds like your main points are, you know, if you're going to do it, you got to be comfortable with it. You have to be comfortable sharing with others. You can't go into it too fast. And then you have to just kind of learn the lingo a little bit. And then it may get some getting used to, but eventually you'll figure it out. And then you'll be able to do it on a daily basis and be comfortable with it. And then, you know, the following day.
And watch your fashion choices.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, you have to be very careful about that, man.
Well, that's a good, but that's a good question, though, as far as, you know, is there again? It's so funny, dude. I have gay friends, and I can't fucking talk to them like this. It's just weird.
That is weird.
You know, because it seems like I'm asking them about their personal lives, and you know, usually it's just kind of like, whatever. I don't really care. Like, you're my friend. Who cares? is there like a gay guy's like. Is there like a gay guy's tackle box? Like, is there like a starter kit? Like, what do you like? What do you, what do you get? Do you get like a, you know? Do you get like a scarf and a fucking, I don't know. I don't know.
I think of anything. No, it's not a scarf, dude. It's an ascot.
My fault. That's what I meant. Like, what's like the gay dude starter kit? You come out of the closet and you're like, all right. Yeah. All right, I need this and this and this now.
You know, you go to your local Macy's and you find, you know, the coolest clothes out there. I mean, it's all about how you want to represent yourself. You know, there's some gay dudes that want to be very kind of gay gangster looking. You know, they're going to want to look thuggish because that's what they want to attract. You're going to want to dress like what you want to attract. That's what it all ends up being about. Okay. But somewhere in there, you find yourself. And when you get to that and you're able to put yourself forward, that's when you get exactly what you want. You know, I mean, the right partner, whatever, you know, I mean, you got to play the game and, you know, and somewhere in there you find yourself.
Right.
You think there is an element of like deep down somewhere built in that you want to fuck yourself?
Or oh, God, know, yes. Are you like, kidding me? Yeah, it's huh? Like. No, you know what? There's so many couples I know that mirror each other. And then I sit there and I thought, I was like, you're basically in love with yourself and you're fucking yourself. So
is that like
that happens with straight couples too?
Yeah.
Though.
Is that like the straight version of like marrying your mom?
Yeah, I would totally say so. But I don't know if in this case that means that, you know, you, oh God, I don't even want to say it. Fuck your say dad. It. You know what I mean?
No, I think if you fuck your, no, I think Jay was on the right track there. You want to fuck yourself. You can't do it because your dick's not long enough.
Like, you know how the saying is, like, you know, the dude wants to be with somebody who's like his mom.
Speak for yourself.
So, you know, there's a flip side of this shit. So, you know, whatever. But yeah, there is a lot of that. You kind of end up like, you're all like, oh, if you love yourself, you know, then you're going to be able to love somebody else, sort of shit. You know. So there's truth to that. I mean, and.
Do you find that most gay guys end up going with other guys that are the like themselves?
I've seen it, but I think it's also cool when they compliment each other. You know what I mean? Because I like the balance in any relationship.
Yeah.
When I see, you know, when I obviously see like whatever couple, whether they be straight or gay, when I see them and it's like it totally makes fucking sense because she balances him out, you know, and
don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Papa too many.
You think they had it? Think someone had it and they were like, we want that. We got to get it.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.